Hello, everybody. I mean everybody. We're gonna teach you to rock. We're gonna teach you to rock. We're gonna teach you to rock. Come on and rock with us. We're gonna teach you to rock. We're gonna teach you to rock. We're gonna teach you to rock. Come on and rock with us. If you can swing, get out of the way, cause we don't want no squares. Once you learn and you get in the groove, you jump around, you don't have no cares. We're gonna teach you to rock. We're gonna teach you to rock. We're gonna teach you to rock. Come on and rock with us. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Rock, 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 rock. We're gonna teach you to rock.
Hi there, I'm Chris Turner, and this is part 3 of the LM Radio Story. Today we'll be talking to a number of LM announcers about the outside broadcasts and variety shows that the station used to do, so stay tuned. Hey, there was Tony Crombie with I'm Gonna Teach You to Rock, which is exactly what LM Radio did in its variety shows. You recall, in the late 1940s and early 50s, LM used to broadcast radio serials and soaps. However, many of these programs moved over to Springbok Radio in the early 50s, and LM Radio focused more on music and light entertainment. Here, Evelyn Martin tells us more.
You know, variety shows, when we used to go out and do personal appearances, that started right away. I mean, if you can see the programs that we did down in Margate, in Durban, Cape Town, Port Elizabeth, we used to go out and do all these personal appearances. And the most important one that we started doing, I think in 1954, was the Rand Show, the Rand Easter Show. And then also we used to do personal appearances and variety shows on the ships that used to dock there, like the Carangia, like the Bloemfontein Castle. We used to have the talent parade. We were looking for talent, you know, for singers and whatever, you know. And we went to Durban, Margate, Cape Town, and Kruger National Park to the ships. When they docked in, they used to stay there 2 days or so, and we'd have a show for them at night. And all lots of fun. We'd have questions for the contestants, and then if they win, they get prizes. You know, we used to have prizes for them. And it was really, really lots of fun. Everybody was alive at that time, you know. Life seems to become, you know, now everything is sort of changed. You can't, I mean, I was always laughing. My teeth were always showing, and I was always happy. We used to record these programs. The LM variety programs, the talent parades and all that. And then they would be broadcast. Maybe if we did one this week, it would go on the air the next week, you know, because it had to be edited and a lot of things done. And it was always broadcast. You know these shows we used to do at the Rand Easter Show, you know, the personal appearances. We were signing autographs. And there was one... People were so mad over us. You know, I even felt bad. I said, you know, how can they love you so much that they climb over walls and things to get to us? And there was one time in the 10 days, because the show used to last about 10 days, and we signed over 200,000 autographs. Not only me, myself, David Davies, Rob Vickers. We were the three permanents that used to go there. And then to give the other guys a chance, they'd fly them in for about 2 days. They'd do a few, and then they go back, and they couldn't leave the station alone. And sort of to give everyone a chance. But David Davies and myself and Rob, we were there sort of for the whole duration of the show. And I tell you, we got blisters from signing all the autographs. Oh, but the people were so nice to us. We were really, really spoiled.
Rob Vickers.
I think there was a press cutting of us once, three of us, Eve and David Davies and myself, something about the big three on LM Radio, which was rather nice, and because we met a lot of people by doing in the 60s, a lot of variety shows. We had Margate Variety, which was half sort of professional and half amateurs. And then we did an Afrikaans version, and Al Willock's compared that one. David and Evie, compared the Margate variety, and I produced the whole thing. I would go down to Durban once every 3 months, and we would hold auditions, and we'd set the program, and then I'd bring the other two down.
Yes.
That's how that happened.
The earliest variety show was Anything Goes, which was produced by Peter Merrill and took place at the 20th Century Theatre in Johannesburg. This was in about 1948. And let's listen to Benny Carter playing an instrumental version of Cole Porter's 1946 song, Anything Goes. I asked John Birks for his memory of LM's variety shows, and this is what he had to say.
Yeah, the Margate one, it was called Margate Variety, was slightly before my time. But the Rand Easter show, yes, we would be up on the old Pollyax. Now, Pollyax was a music store in Johannesburg, a very famous music store, and we shared their pavilion. The Pollyax Pavilion, and David Davies, they had a balcony, and David Davies would do a sort of grand appearance with Evie Martin to thousands of people down, you know, below. I'm not sure, it was slightly before my time, I'm not sure if they did any broadcasting from there, but they sure did make appearances, you know, David Davies and Rob Vickers and all those that were a part of LM Radio in the 50s.
Gary Edwards has an interesting perspective on the variety shows. Gary, LM Radio was also famous, of course, for its variety shows and its presence at the Rand Easter Show and things like the Cotton Festival in Nelspruit and so on.
There's worse. The Show Train.
Tell me about the Show Train.
Somebody in South Africa, possibly with the railways themselves, organized a traveling exhibition train of about 10 coaches, which were just big empty spaces where people could hire them as an exhibition. And the train would pitch up in a place like Nelspruit for the day, and people would come along to see it. And LM Radio had one of these coaches. And the idea was that good folk of Nelspruit could come along and meet Evelyn Martin and David Davies and Gary Edwards or John Birks or David Gresham, whoever was available. And we'd be shunted off like a train into one of these small towns to meet and greet the folk. Fortunately, it didn't last. It was not a favorite thing for me.
One of the other things that LM Radio did was down in the Cape, they ran a show or an evening at the Blue Moon Hotel in Musenberg. Do you remember that, or do you know
about that? No. I seem to live mostly through the era when they got involved in starting what were then called discotheques, forerunners of discos today. And they had one in Johannesburg, and they had one in Durban, and I think they had one in Cape Town. And it was sort of required if you went to visit one of those cities that you showed your face and
go and hug the go-go dancers.
Hug the go-go dancers, yeah, very much so.